From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is the Daily What.
Hello there, this is Matt. This is a Daily What. So today on the Daily What, I'm going to start out here by talking about, or out here, by talking about this TikTok ban that's happening in America. This is, to some people, this may be no news at all. But this is quite a big deal. My microphone's screwed here. I don't know what's going on with me here. To some people, this is quite, this could be quite important news, and I'll explain why. So, the hysterical youth of America, the offended by everything, silence is violence, words is violence, but actual violence isn't violence type younger generation in America are absolutely obsessed with TikTok. That is their social media of choice because it is the one that you get the most attention on, right? Now, I should know this. I use TikTok to try to promote the podcast, and it is 1,000,000,000% better for reach than any other, that you could combine every other social media and it wouldn't even come close to the reach you can get on TikTok. They just share everything you put on there to a minimum of about 200 or 300 people. And how they interact with it decides how much further it goes. All you have to do is put something up controversial and you will definitely get thousands of views. Plus, they got this live feature that people scroll through and you can watch debates. You can watch people just ranting about their drivel that they believe in with very, convincing anger about all of the things in the world that they don't agree with. And it is a absolute haven for people that hate Trump, for instance, flat earthers, obviously.
What?
I mean, I'll put lots of flat earth content on there, like mocking it, videos that I've put on lately, just doing my experiments. If you've seen me on TikTok, you know what I'm talking about. But the polarization on TikTok, it's similar, but with a much bigger reach than X, formerly known as the Twitter. That you can, especially in the lives, I scroll and watch all different opinions. It's good to have an open mind as best you can when you scroll through things. But I'm always amazed by the cults. Everyone has to be in a cult these days. Everyone has to be in their mob. And have to do things to please the mob that they have put themselves into. And it's very weird to me that if you have a certain opinion on something, then I can probably tell you your opinion on everything else. And it's alien to me that I would agree. Like, for instance, with my flat earth mockery that I do on there that does pretty well. These little videos that I put up doing flat earth experiments, which is pure satire for giggles for me, because it annoys all the right people. The people that I have picked up as followers, some of them are very radical lefties. There's trans people, there's ultra Biden supporters. And I'll get on with these people because I can get on with anybody. I wouldn't get on with them on other topics. And I'm sure that I will be falling out with many of them over time when I post other stuff that I post. But I don't care what they post. It doesn't offend me. I wouldn't unfriend people because they politically disagree with me or whatever. What makes me laugh about this on TikTok in particular is when you go through these lives, it's generally like there's a handful of youngish, sort of early 20s liberal leftists that always have a backdrop of, tell me why you think Trump's better than Biden, or Biden's definitely better than Trump. If you think otherwise, and they've armed themselves with this skewed, weird information that to somehow say that Biden was better than Trump, or Biden's been a better president than Trump. They'll ignore everything that Trump did that was good. They'll ignore everything that Biden did that was bad. If Biden's actually running anything, I don't ever think he has been, because he can't string a sentence together. And I'm not a fan of Trump either. And I'm about to explain exactly what I'm talking about here. These kind of debates, I've never done these. I host lives on there, but I generally have an open forum as let's have a broad range of topics and let's get different opinions. And I'll agree with some right-wing views, some left-wing views. And you know, there's never much arguing in my lives. Like people, because of the stance that I take on it, and I tell people to be respectful, they generally are, and we have better conversations in my lives. If I do, I don't do that many. But these ones, they're all the fucking same. And they've been thrown a curveball now with this Twitter ban that's been announced that Biden, I think, has now signed into action. And now they've got this thing where they're going to ban Twitter in America. But they've got 6 months to sell it to an American company, and then it can stay. Something like that. It's along them lines. Or sell it. We can't have the Chinese spying on us, is what they say. Truth be told, it's nothing to do with it. They couldn't give a single flying fuck about people's personal data. They care that it's not an American company, and it's such a fantastic app for what? For the, and is it the endorphins? For what people use social media for. You want likes, you want clicks, you want this, you want that. If you want all of those things and you get a buzz from getting all of those things, you will get them 50-fold, a million-fold on TikTok, no matter who you are. If you put any content up there, people will engage with that content. If they don't, you suck at everything. Like, if you've got anything at all interesting to say and you put it on there, it will do the job. It will get you traction. It will get you hate. It will get you likes. It will get you follows. It will get you blocks. People will engage in it. And they're on there on these lives, and they will be talking about how this person's done well, that person's done well. And they will generally, there'll be a youngish male usually, and they will have their little friend in a box, someone that supports them, that licks their ass. And they will invite people up that disagree with them, and have the same fucking conversation over and over again with different people that are coming through the lives, because people just scroll through and they've missed the first bit. They'll come up full of confidence, get torn down by this leftist or whatever in the conversation, while there'll be thousands of people watching live. You see the number in the corner. And I'll watch these, and the comment section is just toxic hate for whoever the guest is, right? Toxic hate. Awful shit they write in there. I've been on the receiving end of this. It just goes over your head. You don't really care. It's just pricks, right? I've never entered these debates to talk to these people, because it's just they mute you whenever they feel like it. It's just completely, you could never look good, because they're completely in control of the conversation. But the funny thing is now that they've signed this ban for the safety of America. The safety of America, we care, but sell it to an American company. We'll keep all of the same disturbing things that we spy on you with in it, but it'll be American that's spying on you. So that's, we're the good guys, not the Chinese. They're the bad guys. We don't want them spying on you. Like they give a fuck, right? But now, because it's because Biden, who they constantly rave about, has done such a fantastic job as the president of the United States, he's now banned the very thing they have got famous on. They will sit there and call Trump fascist, anything they don't agree with fascist, worse than Hitler, or blah, 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 whilst the clock ticks down to their own demise from their president, who's not a fascist at all and would never ban free speech and is the beacon of goodness, has literally banned their free speech, banned them from choosing what apps they use, and shut down their income source. These people make a lot of money on TikTok. And they don't know what to do about it. And it's fucking hilarious. And I've been in there, and I'll write this in the chat, like what I'm saying now. And fuck me, do I get attacked? These people, they all jump on me, all the comment section cowards, all the wankers in the comment section that have never actually voiced their opinion publicly, had a debate with their voice. They just sit there parroting the same shit as each other. And the first thing they say to me is, your hero Trump would have done it as well. Like, Trump must be my hero because I'm pointing out a fact to these wankers in the comment section. It's all they know what to do. Attack, attack, attack. Oh, you must. And I'm writing back, I couldn't give a fuck about Trump. I'd be saying that, say, if someone was on here defending Trump and saying that he was a beacon of goodness and he just banned the forum they're actually saying it on, I would say the exact same thing to them. It wouldn't make any difference to me. I'm not in a cult. I don't care about this shit, right? But they really cannot take it. And they know I'm right. And the other day they was all sitting there and they was like literally saying, I can't vote for him now. Well, let's not be harsh, you know. But they don't want to vote for us. This has potentially cost. Would you imagine this? A ban of TikTok has potentially cost Joe Biden the election, to the point that they couldn't distort it in any way or whatever, because the youth, the virtue signaling youth, people have to tell you that they're so anti-Trump and so pro-Biden, that some of that makes them a more quality human being, with this weird fuck Biden who can't speak, who showers with his daughter apparently, who sniffs the hair of children, who tells stories about how he gets children to rub the hairs on his legs when he's in the swimming pool. Random children. He actually comes out with these stories. They defend this. You say this to them. Yeah, but Trump's been grabbed by the pussy. Yeah, but Trump's also been on Epstein Island. Etc. Oh, I couldn't give a fuck. Why don't these people understand that just because you think Biden's a fucking bullshit hypocrite twat, doesn't mean that you like Trump? I wouldn't trust a word any of them said to me. But at the moment, the person putting this stuff through as law in America is Biden. And because they are thoroughly, they know how shit he is and has been, or the people behind him, let's say, have been, they've done nothing to solve anything they said they would solve. If you're oppressed, if you're of color, if you're this, vote for us and we will solve everything. And everyone's still fucking angry about the same shit they were angry with when Trump was in, when Obama was in, when Bush was in. It's because they just get wound up by the same talking points every 4 years like fucking idiots. There's no one that just is out there on these platforms. You get all the attention if you've got a partisan view of something, if you're just completely blinded by what I believe is the good guys, what you believe is the bad guys. This is what they fucking do. And the irony now that they're doing it on a platform that's being stripped away from them by their person that they claim is all pro-freedom and pro-opinion. They've all made so much fucking money. Trump would speak about this TikTok ban. He was talking about doing it when he was in. So he wouldn't have, he probably would do it as well. But the fact of the matter is, it just goes to show how they're all singing off the same hymn sheet, really. They don't want any misinformation out there. Like, they don't want any different opinions. They're saying all the youth of America are getting their news from TikTok. We can't have that. That's Chinese pushing it on us. So it's okay for fucking X to push it on you and Facebook and Instagram to tell you what to think, but not other countries telling you what to think. It's okay for Fox News to tell people what to think. It's okay for CNN to tell people what to think. And they do. They tell people what to think. They don't give the news. They don't accurately report anything. But the irony now that these people are going to lose their fame, they're going to lose their money, and they voted for it. It is delicious irony to me. And the echo chambers they put themselves in, like they pretend it's a debate in these lives. They pretend that they're inviting a different, I want to hear a difference of opinion, change my mind. And then the entire room gang up on the poor sap that was stupid enough that he would have to be stupid. It wouldn't matter if you went in there with all the facts and all the opinions to destroy their argument. They would literally mute you. The audience would turn on you. The little friend guest they have on for backup would jump in and jump all over you. No one would allow you. Just the minute you say it, the minute anyone says anything of note that they can't answer, they just jump all over and block them. Ban them, kick them off, and go on to the next guest. And now they are in such a dilemma that the very thing they are on there making money out of defending is kicking them off of it. Oh, dear. It's so funny. It's so funny. And I'll go on there and say, yeah, but you won't be able to use this much more to say that because the person you're telling that it is a beacon of freedom has kicked you off. And they say, and you. No, not me. I'm not American. I'm staying on. Oh, dear. Anyway, what else was I going to talk about today? That one made me laugh a little bit. I've been watching. Hang on. I'm going to quickly touch on this first. It was on the news today. There was the government are funding the first ever war memorial for LGB soldiers, right? And I thought, I couldn't give two fucks about LGB, to be honest. They didn't add the TQ plus and all that. And they just said LGB. So lesbian, gay and bisexual, right? Now, I don't give a fuck what people are or what they do. But couldn't give a shit, right? Do what you fucking want. Like, I'm LGB, are ya?
What?
Whatever. Yeah. But they are going to do an LGB war memorial. Why? Is what I say. I never understand this segregation bullshit that they do. Surely if you are a fallen soldier, it doesn't matter where you put your cock. It's got nothing to do with what you were doing in the army. Nothing. It's like saying, right, we've got this war memorial here for all of the fallen soldiers and this one over here for all of the fallen gay and lesbian soldiers and bisexual soldiers over here. What's the fucking point in that? What the fuck difference does it make? Why do you need funding? Why is taxpayers' money being spent on a separate war memorial for people's sexual persuasion? What are you going to have? The people that was into bondage war memorial over there. We'll have them over there. People that had a foot fetish, put them over there in that war memorial. Them ones over there. people, there's so lots of men collected stamps in the army. Put the stamp collectors' war memorial over there. The fuck difference does hobbies and interests and sexual persuasion matter to fucking war memorials? Someone explain that to me. I'm sure people would be listening to this, getting really angry that I've dared to say that they shouldn't be represented. Yeah, they should. In the war memorial. With every other fucker. Because sexual persuasion, sexual preferences, does not matter when you're at war, does it? If you think it does...
Don't affect my wages.
You do you. And if there's two of you that think it does...
You're a pair of pricks.
Thanks, Willstone. How fucking weird is this world that we need to do that? Spend money on that. Anyway, I've been watching... I started watching last night. I've watched one episode only. But there's a show on Amazon Prime called Fallout. Right? This was recommended to me. Fallout. Based on a computer game. It's not the sort of thing I normally watch. I started watching it. The weirdest fucking thing. I've been advised at work today to give it one more attempt. Like, give it the second episode, see how I do. Because don't give up on it already. But let me talk you through this show. Right, I was with it to a certain point. It's about a nuclear bomb or something goes off. There's a nuclear fallout. And so there's a colony of people living underground in a thing. And their number of their colony, for the conspiracy theorists out there, and this is weird shit. I will concede that numbers are a bit weird, where they keep popping up the same numbers all the time. The facility is number 33 on this bunker thing that all of these people live in, like a load of people, obviously came down below ground when they built this thing before the war. I think the war was supposedly happening in the 60s. I don't really know. It looks like it was during the Cold War it's happened, and they're still living like with black and white televisions, even though it's 200 years later. It said 200 years later, and it went to this scene, right? There was a cowboy, and that started at the beginning bit. A nuclear bomb went off, and the cowboy and that ran away. And then next thing you know, these people are underground 200 years later. Right, go figure. Young girl gets married underground to some other bloke from Area 32, right? He then turns on all of the people that came into the area, start fighting each other. And all that, and they realise that they're not from Area 32, they're from above ground, they're trying to take over the area. This is how I took it. Lots of violence, lots of blood everywhere, lots of shit going on in this stuff. Then you cut to an army or something, it looks like an army, I don't know, there was no LGB war memorials, I couldn't tell. But there's like an army and a black guy having a fight, and then the next thing you know, there's a weird story starts happening over there. And her name was, I can't remember what her name was, but you know, one of them things where they're introducing the characters, they give her story first, the girl underground, and then her name appears on the screen. Boom! I don't know what her name was. And then his name's Max or something, and then his story pops up, and then Max, boom, appears on the screen. Like, this is the next character, this guy. I don't really know what's going on with him. Looks very futuristic, lots of robots and shit walking around. Fuck knows, I don't know. At this point, I was getting a bit lost, but thinking, there's not nothing too weird going on. Then we get to scene three. Bearing in mind, we're watching it nearly an hour at this point, right? We get to scene three, and there's these three blokes in a graveyard, it seems to me, right? And they're talking about this bloke that they're going to do one more job. They obviously think they're supposed to be like futuristic gangsters or something. And they're talking about this bloke. And the next thing you know, they dig him up or they pull his grave or something out of the ground. And there's two bags, like drip bags, like you've in hospital, going into the ground or wherever he was. And they open it up and he appears. And it's a bloke with a cowboy hat on. So it's obviously the bloke from the first scene at the beginning, but he was a normal bloke then. But with no hair and no nose at all, just a hole in the middle of his face, right? And they have a stupid back and forth. A chicken pops up for some reason. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then he kills them all quite violently. And I think, who's this character? Is this going to be the three characters then? The girl, whatever her name was, the other bloke, whatever his name was, from the army, and now this dead bloke is going to join in the thing. And then he put the chicken down. The chicken survived, by the way, for those of you that cared out there. The chicken survived.
Hello, ladies.
And he walks off, and I'm thinking, what's his name going to be? And it popped up on the screen. Boom. The Ghoul. And at that point, I thought, I'm out. I can't watch this drivel. What the fuck is going on here? There's a corpse walking around. But I went into work full of this, oh, I can't watch this shite monologue like I'm doing now. And someone asked, I've watched it, I'm on the last episode. It's really good, stick with it. Episode 2, these characters all come together and you start to see what's really going on and blah, blah, blah. So I will keep you posted, unless you're watching this already. It's on Amazon Prime, called Fallout. Right. And I'm going to watch episode 2. If I cannot progress past episode 2, I will quit. If I can, I will keep you. I'm sure you're at the edge of your seats waiting for this.
If you want some, you can fucking have some.
Cheers, Raider. So I'll keep you updated on that. I don't know what I'll wait with bated breath even to see what happens next to the Ghoul. What do you think about it, Gary?
Gary.
So, same as me, right? Did you see that? Quickly. Did you see that story? There was a story, if you're in the UK, by the way, a load of horses ran away in London. Like they was doing a military horses as broke loose during a morning exercise and bolted through central London. There was like loads of horses running through central London. They just escaped and running into the cars and shit. Imagine that. Imagine you're driving through central London and you get this big horse just like headbutted a bus, apparently cut all its head open. It's a white horse and it smashed its head in on a bus. And it was all red fucking blood, as opposed to, you know, any other colour blood. There was all blood pissing down this white horse. Looks atrocious. What I see of it on the news. But what the fuck spooked these people? People? These horses. Apparently they do military exercises in London every day. And for something spooked this. I think they might have seen the Ghoul. Maybe he popped up out of somewhere with his fucking gun and his soppy hat on. I don't know, right? But that was a fucking weird story. I've got no further details on it other than that. Just thought I'd mention it. That'd do me for today's Daily What. Let me know on Spotify if you've seen Fallout, if is it worth me continuing. Also, what you think about the TikTok ban, the absolute fucking cultish behaviour. Everyone needs to be in a group. Everyone cannot deviate from opinions of their mob. They know what I believe this, therefore my mob expects me to believe this, and this, so therefore I believe this, and this, and I will continue to believe this, and this, to keep getting my likes, my money, and my subscriptions on the talk of tick, which is being banned by the thing that I'm supporting, pretending that that's somehow freedom. I don't know. What do you think about that? If you're on TikTok, if you're on TikTok, by the way, you can follow me. I've got at Whatcast Podcast, all one word on there, is my main account, but also at the.daily.what on there now, which I'm start trying to build up. So follow me on them. If you're on the talk of tick, because we can still go on there, because we're in the K of you over here. Right, cheers for listening to the Daily What today. I might be back later in the week. Depends if I feel like it or not. This is the beauty of this show, that I can just come on and do it whenever I fucking like. See you later.
You have been listening to Whatcast. Follow and contact...
That's the wrong one. Listen to this.
You have been listening to the Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K. And listen to the Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.